This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A delay in the sentencing Wednesday for convicted killer Eric Jason Lively. The postponement was put in place to give the DA's office time to respond to what's expected to be a defense motion to grant Lively a new trial. He was accused of hitting his neighbor, 42-year-old Jesse Simpson, with his pickup truck on May 3, 2017 in Shelter Cove. Lively was found guilty by a jury of second-degree murder, carrying a sentence of 15 years to life in state prison. Filing a motion for a new trial in such a case is not uncommon. Arcata City Council voting to create a public safety committee. The vote sets up a directive to city staff to move in that direction. A task force had been formed in December of 2016 to explore public safety options for the city. The panel was also tasked with looking at mental health and social services, increased policing, crime reduction, and building partnerships within the community. Well, the Coast Guard is scheduled to recognize four Sector Humboldt Bay air crew members during a ceremony Thursday for their role in the rescue of a stranded hiker near Crescent City on October 14th of last year. The Coast Guard Air Medal will be presented to Lieutenant Jacob Dorsey, Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Gardner, and Petty Officer Second Class Jeff Boffman. And the Coast Guard Commendation Medal will be presented to Lieutenants Edwin Forteza. Sector Humboldt Bay dispatched the air crew on the evening of October 14th after getting a report of a 16-year-old hiker who'd gotten stranded on a cliff face 300 feet above the ocean with another 500 feet of cliff above. The helicopter was brought to a hover approximately 240 feet above the stranded hiker. Gardner deployed from the helicopter, reaching the hiker with only 5 feet of line remaining on the helicopter's hoist cable. Gardner and the hiker were hoisted into the helicopter, the boy taken to an EMS group standing by, but he was not injured in the incident. There's a major backup of cannabis business permits in Humboldt County, roughly 1,500. So the Board of Supervisors has approved paying consultants $1.8 million to help ease that load. The money will actually come from the applicants themselves in the form of permit fees. This week, the board also okayed a 5% salary raise for about 140 law enforcement officers, part of a new 3-year deal with their union. Tickets on sale now for McKinleyville's first annual Vines by the Sea, a celebration of hops and grapes, the event benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods McKinleyville Teen Center. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.